Welcome to The Business of How, the podcast series from ICS focused on delivering practical insights that manufacturers can use to improve their distribution strategies. Today, we're rejoined by Leslie Langley, Senior Manager of Client Services for ICS, and Albert Cooksey, Vice President of Business Development, here with us to explore specific examples of how collaboration can be fostered between manufacturers and their 3PL providers, and the value produced by that collaboration. Leslie and Albert, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
What does a collaborative relationship between a manufacturer and 3PL provider really look like? Can you give me an example of when collaboration has resulted in a particularly positive outcome?
We find that the most successful relationships with our manufacturers are those that are true partnerships, where there are open lines of communication both ways. ICS is the face of that manufacturer, so we need to be sure that we're communicating everything that we're doing. And on the reverse end, we are the face of the manufacturer, so we need to be sure that we're communicating to their customers the right things, the right messages. An example of a good collaboration was we were launching a samples program for one of our manufacturers. And we have certain regulations where anytime we ship product under a physician's license, we require a letter of affiliation. We worked very closely with that manufacturer to ensure that our letter of affiliation verbiage, which is approved by our legal department, was included in their sample ordering forms. So we had to go back and forth in the documentation and make sure that everything was appropriate so that their sales reps, when they go out and deliver that to the physician, we have everything that we need on the front end. So there's no having our customer service team have to reach out to their end customer to get that documentation. It's very frustrating for their customers to have that happen. So having that developed on the front end was critical in making sure that there was a good rollout of the samples program. And it really was a very smooth transition.
Yeah, we've had some other really great examples of collaboration with the client. Many times the client has a QA group internally that decides how they want product packed specifically, so on and so forth. We had one client to where the product was extremely small and their pack out, even though it was ambient product, required that it was packed in paper. And what we realized early on was that a lot of product losses were due to that the product was actually getting embedded within the paper dunnage and thrown away. So we worked with them, and actually the resolution came from one of our distribution employees to where we actually wrapped that product in a blue bubble wrap, basically, so it was easily identified. And then we saw their losses or damages go down extremely as well. One of the other examples is we have clients many times that come with their own cold chain type pack out solutions. Once we developed our own qualified solution internally, we were able to put that out in front of many clients. And that was really a cost-saving mechanism for a lot of them, where they had very costly cold chain shipping solutions, and we came with something where we took advantage of our economies of scale, and we were able to make it a cheaper and still safe solution for the client.
What makes the collaboration work? What is required on both sides to create and maintain it?
I think a little bit of it, it's kind of a weird scenario in the fact that the 3PL can't be afraid to be very open about suggestions to the manufacturing partner, even though they don't own the product and ultimately are not responsible for the product itself. But they have to really feel ownership in that component. And the other piece of that is that the manufacturing partner has to be open to actually listening to those suggestions. Even though they may have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars developing one component of it, but once you get with a 3PL, that's part of why you ask to come to a 3PL, is there's an expansive amount of knowledge there that they can provide for you. And sometimes it may uncover the fact that you may have not chosen the most efficient way to deploy your program.
How much does the PM impact a manufacturer's experience with a 3PL, and in what ways does the PM offer value that may not be immediately apparent to the manufacturers?
The PM's ability to understand the requirements of the manufacturer and how that associates to our best practices is crucial to the success of that program. It's incredibly crucial to the overall experience as well. One of the most important things that the PM brings to the table is understanding of the best practices of the industry, as well as what their drug might represent. But also you have to take into consideration the flexibility. So we've got best practices, but you have to be flexible to what their needs are. So even though we have certain standard operating procedures, we have to be able to change those in order to meet the needs of the manufacturer. And I think all of that happens transparent to the client. They shouldn't see all of the kind of the behind the scenes, how do we make this standard operating procedure work? And then again, as we mentioned earlier, they work very closely together. So we've got a team of experts. You don't have one expert on our team. We've got a team full of experts. And being able to collaborate as a team to understand, this is what my client asked for. Has anybody else ever experienced this? And really working together to meet their needs.
Can you talk a little bit about how best practices are applied to clients? And then to what extent a customized approach might be required for specific client situations?
Best practices, it starts with the implementation. So we have a very specific kind of a launch action plan that we follow step by step to make sure that we've hit all of the key dates and the key requirements for setting up a manufacturer to take their product to market. That is standard, but you have certain requests, whether it's we need to charge tax for our product, or we need to, instead of not charging freight to our customers, we might need you to charge freight to our end customers. So those kind of one-off requests where we know as a whole our best practices, we pass the freight cost to our client, and then, you know, it's kind of built in. We conform our best practices to meet their needs.
In your work with clients, what is the best balance between strategic consultation, tactical execution, and issue resolution? How and why does this vary from client to client?
Finding the balance between being very involved in the day-to-day activities and kind of keeping your finger on the pulse of the different activities that are going on during the day, and also being consultative is a very critical part of being an effective PM. Understanding the why behind requests is very important. So when a client asks for anything, it's not just a yes or no answer. We always need to understand, what is your end goal? And understanding that end goal helps us to know, does it make sense for this program? Does it make sense for ICS and this program? Again, it goes back to making sure that it's a collaborative partnership, and getting all of the information from our contacts within the manufacturer is very important. We can't just agree to everything, because we can look at best practices and industry standards and know this might not be the best thing for your program.
Albert, you started off in a program management role. How has that shaped your ability to affect the client experience, which often starts in the business development process, even before manufacturers come on board?
I think it starts at the PM where there's one phrase that I think all the clients have to feel immediately, and that's comfort. So once they have that comfort level with the fact that the day-to-day business is getting taken care of, and you're the person that's going to ensure that will be taken care of, at that point you really migrate yourself as a PM into the next level of a consultative individual that they can call and actually get information for on a plethora of different subjects. So many times, once you establish that type of relationship, they're going to call you up and ask you questions about what are you seeing other clients do because of this particular policy happening in a state. How are other clients, you know, getting past situations where if you're a virtual manufacturer in the state of New York, how are they getting licenses? Many times they will defer to you as the expert as you go through that process. And one of the things that we do at ICS is we try to start establishing that particular level of expertise in the business development process to where we're educating the clients at that point on the different scenarios that they may see. And many times they develop that comfort level, and then they see that same execution or that same level of caring taken once we hand them off to the program management group. And because the program manager is the individual that implements the program and also stays on to do the day-to-day management of them, the comfort level there is obtained very quickly. And then at that point, we can really concentrate on talking about industry trends or some of those more strategic initiatives that these manufacturing partners many time engage in right after they've launched their first commercial product.
If manufacturers weren't coming to ICS with these questions, where would they be going for answers?
They probably would try to get these answers through multiple consultation organizations out there. That are in the market. They would get them through probably individuals that probably may or may not be consultants. Many times we have to deal with that actually as an organization within ICS. There's a lot of different information that is floating around in the industry, but one of the things that we can provide as ICS is real life examples of exactly what the real flow through was of that idea of methodology. So we don't have to talk to them about pencil and paper, we can actually talk to them about the actual physical operational components of that.
What can manufacturers do to become savvier clients through 3PL services? How can they get the best bang for their buck, and how can they help 3PL providers deliver a more positive client experience?
I think it starts in the sales process. Pick the correct 3PL for what you're trying to do. If you know that you're going to have products that may span different categories, special, generic, frozen, ambient, you have to pick a 3PL that's going to allow you to be able to expand across all those different disciplines. That's really the key to being a savvy client. And the other piece is ask your 3PL, realize that they should be providing more than just pick pack solutions for you. Ask those questions to your 3PL. And in doing that, a lot of times you'll realize that you really do have a one-stop shop for many of your needs, whether they're information, pick pack and ship, or industry trends.
So when we think about other things beyond pick pack and ship, we're talking about services like relabeling.
Yeah, relabeling. You should expect your 3PL to be able to relabel, re-kit. If you need custom reports, if you need data aggregated as well, do they have the ability to help you write reports on your side as well? Do they have the ability to integrate with any type of ERP system that you may deploy? Many times for us, we're dealing with emerging manufacturers. They may start out on QuickBooks, but as they grow, end up on SAP Enterprise. Can your 3PL grow with you through the technology components of your business as well?
Are there 3PLs that don't do some of these things? Where do growing pains come into play when working with some 3PL providers?
EDI-wise, no, they all don't do it. Especially when you start talking about 900 series, when you start talking about some of the custom report design. Now, having said that, they can do it, but it's not something that they handle internally. So many times they're looking for outside sources to help them with that as well. So the turnaround time on that usually is an extensive amount of time, because we have our own IT department internally, we're able to turn a lot of those things around very quickly.
We have actually gotten some clients from other smaller 3PLs that just couldn't grow with them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it happens, and our big competitors are probably going to be up there and say that they can do everything that we're talking about. But I think, there are plenty of 3PLs out there that are smaller or not specialized like we are that we will get those clients from.
In those situations, what were the manufacturers' thoughts in picking the former 3PLs? Do you have any insight on that?
The 3PL fit at the time. Really, that's probably the best answer. As the client grew, as they added product lines, as they added complexity to their program, realized very quickly that 3PL was not the answer, that they needed a more robust solution. And many times that's when an organization like ICS comes into play.
From your perspective, Leslie, managing the PM team, what does your ideal manufacturer client do to help your team deliver to a level that you want?
I think the ideal customer is always going to ask the questions. You know, if they have a question in their head, don't hold it in, ask us. Because there are times when we don't know you need that until you tell us you do. You know, we're always looking for ways to grow and to better our offering and to become a better partner. We're not perfect. We're always looking for areas to improve. So let's talk about it. Let's meet regularly. It's important for us to get in front of those clients, to really have those critical conversations so that they have the level of comfort that Albert talked about earlier, but also it's an open line of communication, as we talked about before, because that's when you're going to have your most effective conversations, where you learn the most about each other and our capabilities plus your needs.
It is imperative that clients also identify an owner at the manufacturing partner. Just like we have a main point of contact, it's really imperative that the client have that main point of contact that allows ICS the ability to drive solutions throughout the organization efficiently as well. That's really a key part of success.
That main point of contact within a manufacturer, what's that role? Give me a profile of who that person typically is.
It really varies across the manufacturers.
It
can
does.
Be finance,
I think, yeah.
It can be supply chain. It varies, because most of the manufacturers we deal with are emerging manufacturers and they're wearing multiple hats within the organization. So therefore, depending on what all they have under their umbrella, the titles of the different point of contacts that we have vary across our manufacturing base.
Is there a common theme of understanding or a common knowledge base that they all have?
The common theme is, I need you to take care of this. I mean, and Albert's absolutely right. It depends on, you know, we've got some clients that it is a finance person who's got a completely different point of view than a trade person. So that there is no common theme between those two outside of make sure this is successful.
How does our service model adapt or adjust based on the expertise of that single point of contact on the manufacturer's side?
I think that's where best practices comes into play, because we have a specific roles and responsibilities matrix, where even if our main point of contact is a finance person, we know that that finance person is not going to be able to handle a quality issue. So having that as a standard allows us to, although we've got a main point of contact, we know that for certain issues there are other points of contact that we need to utilize. So not having a specific common theme among our points of contact, we can still manage through that because of our best practices.
The Business of How is brought to you by ICS, the leading provider of third-party logistics solutions for the healthcare industry. For manufacturers whose products require special handling or a customized approach to distribution, ICS serves as an integral supply chain partner. Dozens of manufacturers rely on ICS as a trusted solution for everything from finished goods warehousing to order management to secure distribution and reporting. For more, visit icsconnect.com.